Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Saved Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor Show. Amen. I'm your host for the show, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, and we thank the Lord. Amen. We've been off the air for a few weeks. Amen. The Lord has allowed me to have a little surgery there, and he's restored, he's revived, and he's renewed. And we just want to tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. God has been so good to us in spite of what's going on around in this wicked and sinful world. God is still showing us that he's still in control, amen, that he still sits on the throne, amen, that he sits high and still looks low to protect and prepare his people, amen. So without further ado, amen, you know what we do. We're going to give the Lord some praise, giving some thanksgiving, amen. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight, oh God. Lord, you've been so good to us, Lord. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Oh, God, we lift your name on high. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we magnify you, oh, God, because, Lord, there's nobody like you. Now, Father, we pray, Lord, that you search our hearts, search our minds, search our souls. Help us, oh, God, to be the people of God, Lord, who you have called to be, people who thirst and people who hunger, Lord, after your righteousness, oh, God. Lord, where would we be without thee? Where would we be, oh, God? As we look at our lives, as we look at what we've gone through, whatever it may be, Lord, we're nothing without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, I pray for those right now who don't know you as their personal Savior. I pray, Lord, that they would invite you into their hearts. Father, I pray, Lord, that they would have a right relationship with thee. Now, Lord, watch over us. Lead us and guide us, O God, by your Holy Spirit. Search our hearts. Search our minds. If there's anything in us, God, that is not of thee, remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to reverence your word. Lord, help us to respect your word. Help us to obey your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for wisdom tonight. We pray for guidance tonight, Lord. We pray for our unsaved loved ones who don't know you, Lord. We pray that you would bring them into the fold. Lord, help those who are in hospitals tonight, Lord. Help those who are sick in their bodies. Lord, we pray, God, that you'd give them a second chance, Lord, that you would restore and revive and renew, Lord, because, Father, we realize that we are nothing without you. We can't make it without you. As the song says, Lord, tell me what should I do? What can I do? I can't live without you, oh God. So we've come to a place in our lives tonight, Lord, asking that you would help us, Lord. Order our steps, Lord. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit, oh God. We don't know what's best. We don't know what to do or how to do or when to do it. We have no idea. But, Lord, you do. You said that if we acknowledge you in all of our ways, God, that you would direct our paths. Direct us, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We pray for our family members, Lord, who have gone astray, who have went back out into the streets. We pray for those who think that they can make it without you. I pray for their salvation right now. I pray, Lord, that you would help them to get to the place, oh God, where that you'd have them be. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help us to have a winning attitude, so that we could be the people of God that you're calling for us to be. Now, Lord, have your way. Have your way tonight. We pray for a special anointing tonight, oh God. We thank you for being back on the show tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your promises, oh God. Now help us to walk therein. And whatever takes place, oh God, we'll be ever so grateful and forever so thankful, God, to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, which is due to your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we thank the Lord tonight for the Mighty Man of Valor show, and we thank you for being with us tonight. Amen. As I was asking the Lord and as I was reading, the Lord gave us a word for tonight. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to turn with me to Psalm 51, amen, the 51st division of Psalm, amen, amen. Let's see what the Lord is going to do tonight. Psalm 51, amen. Amen. You're going to need a piece of paper tonight, a pen or a pencil, amen, so that you can follow along with us and see which direction the Lord is going to take us, amen, amen. Psalm 51, verse 1, amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, the only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Let's go over here to verse number 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Amen. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Our sermon text is drawn from this 10th verse. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. Our sermon title for this evening is, Are You Looking for a Renewal? Amen. Are you looking for a renewal? And when we think of the word renewal, when we think of trying to renew something, what came to my mind was our driver's license. Amen. Many times we go through our life and we fail to renew our license, or we have so many offenses against our license, they can't be renewed. Amen. And we find ourselves in jeopardy. We find ourselves having a hard time to renew those licenses until we pay a fee or a fine to reinstate those driver license. Well, just like in our spiritual lives, amen, we need to be renewed, amen. We need to be reformed. We need to be revived, amen, to get back to the place, amen, where God would have us to be. So as we look into our text today, amen, we find King David in a situation where that he needs to be renewed, amen. This is after he had caused sin with Bathsheba, and he's confronted with the prophet Nathan, amen, and we find him after he realizes that he's caused such a problem for his life, and a problem for his family for his family's life and a problem for Bathsheba's life and even for the death of her husband. Amen. And King David realized how great of a mistake he had made by sleeping with Bathsheba, amen, and causing her husband to be killed. David felt in his spirit a need to be renewed, amen, to get back into right standings with God. And he begins here in this Psalm 1, asking the Lord to change him, amen, and to renew his heart and his mind. And he goes and he asks the Lord, David is sincere about a need for renewal in his life. Amen. And he says, Lord, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Amen. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. David knew that if there was anyone that who could give him a renewal, if there was anyone who could blot out the transgressions in his life, it would be our Lord and Savior. Amen, Jesus Christ. He goes on into the second verse, and he asked the Lord to wash me thoroughly. In order to be renewed, you need to be washed. Those old sins need to be washed away. Amen. He says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Amen. David knew that he needed to be clean. Amen. His heart had to be clean. His mind had to be clean. His spirit had to be clean. Amen. And he says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. He realized that only the blood of Jesus Christ could cleanse. Amen. From it. Then he goes on into the third point. Something that we all need to consider. In order to be renewed, we need to acknowledge where we are. Amen. We need to acknowledge the problems that are current in our lives. And he goes on and says, for I acknowledge my transgressions. A lot of times the reason why we can't be renewed, the reason why we can't be revived is because we don't acknowledge our wrongdoings. Amen. And he says, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Amen. Then he goes on into the fourth verse and he says, against thee, thee only have I sinned. He knew that he had messed up in the sight of God. David was a man who was after God's own heart. David loved God, but he found himself in a sinful, lustful situation. Amen. And he says, for against thee, thee only have I sinned. Amen. And we need to act, we need to get it straight. And then he goes on, and done this evil in thy sight. David knew he had done wrong. He knew that he had to get his life right with Jesus. But then he goes on, that thou might have speak, that thou might have be justified when thou speak of, and be clear when thy judges. He knew that if anyone who was going to judge him, if there was anyone who was going to get him right, it would have to be God. God would be the only one. Then he goes on in to the fifth verse. He says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. David knew that he was conceived in sin. He was born in sin. He had a sinful nature. Amen. He had sinful lust within him. Amen. He said, behold, thou desireth truth in the inward parts. David realized that his heart, his soul, his mind, all of his inward parts had to be true to God. And he knew that the only way that they could be true, it would be if he was renewed. Amen. He had to be renewed to get to the place where God would have him to be. And then he moves on, and in the inward part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Only God could show him his flaws. Only God could show him that he needed to get his life right with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then he moves on, and he says, Lord, purge me. Amen. Lord, remove all that sinful nature within me. Remove all that's not right within me. Remove it, God. Purge me, O God, with hyssop, and I shall be clean. David was not referring to having a bath with water and soap, but he knew that only God could purge him, only God could get him right so that he could be the man that God would have him to be. Amen. What about you tonight? Do you need to be renewed? Do you need to be revived? Do you need to get to the place where that God can be pleased with your life? Only you know. Only you have that answer tonight. And I'm challenging you tonight that you would be renewed, amen, by God. So as we go further into the text, we look at how he's asking God, Lord, purge me, Lord, with hyssop, and I shall be clean. He says, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Amen. David realized he knew what it would take. Amen. This hyssop was used in ritual cleansing. Amen. Amen. He knew that he needed to be clean, and no one else could clean him but God, so that he would be pure. Amen. So that there would be no more sin within him. Amen. Then he goes on into the 8th verse. He said, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Only God can blot out your iniquities. Only he can cleanse you from sin. Only he can wash you. Then he goes on in the 10th verse. Amen. See, David was not playing. David knew that he needed to be renewed. What about you tonight? Do you need to be renewed? Do you want to be renewed? Do you have a desire to have a clean heart? Then he goes on into the 10th verse. He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He says, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen. What we must do is wait upon the Lord to renew us. David knew that no one else, Nathan, couldn't do it, even though he showed him where he went wrong at. He knew the only one that could create in him a clean heart would be God, and to renew a right spirit within him. He knew that he was sorrowful. He said, Lord, cast me not away from thy presence, God, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He says, restore unto me, amen, the joy of thy salvation. Do you need to be restored tonight? Do you need to be renewed tonight? Do you need to be revived tonight? Amen. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. God wants to uphold you tonight. God wants to free you tonight. God wants to renew you tonight. Amen. Then once you've been renewed, you will be able to help somebody else. You will be able to teach someone else. You will be able to show someone else that they need to get in right standings with God. Then he goes on in the 13th verse. He said, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Then he says, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Do you want to be renewed tonight? What we must do is wait upon the Lord to renew us. No one else can. It's very crucial that we get to the place where we realize no one else can help us. No one else can do us like Jesus. No one else can renew our hearts, our minds, but him. And we must get back on the road again. and get back in right standings with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we must wait on the Lord to be renewed. Let's go to Isaiah 40. Amen? Isaiah 40. Let's go to Isaiah 40 and verse 31. Amen? But they that wait upon the Lord, amen, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God has something for you. God wants to renew you. Then he goes on into the 41st verse, and he says, keep silent before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. God wants to renew you tonight, but you have to confess it. You have to acknowledge that you have gone astray. You have to acknowledge that you need God to do a work in your life. Amen. Our hearts have to be renewed. Our minds have to change if our hearts will be renewed. Let's go to Romans tonight. Romans 12. Amen. Romans 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You won't be able to unless your heart and your mind has been renewed. Amen. That's why it's so crucial to renew your life, renew your mind, renew your spirit with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Then he goes on here, and in order to please the Lord, even Apostle Paul gives us some advice tonight. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. He gives us some advice on renewing our hearts, renewing our minds, so that we could be the people that God has called us to be. Amen? Amen. Ephesians, let's go to chapter 4, and let's look at verse 23. Amen. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind has to change. You have to have a new outlook. And then he goes on to the 24th verse, and he says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Once you have been renewed, once you have been restored, you are a new creature, you are a new man, you have a new mindset. That's why the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. God wants to renew you tonight, but you have to ask him to. You must confess your wrongdoing. You must say, Lord, I want to get right with you. I want to have the right spirit. I want to have the right attitude. I want to do what's right, God, in your sight. And God will do that for you. You don't have to do a thing, but just acknowledge it like David did. He acknowledged his transgression. He acknowledged where he went wrong at. God is faithful and just to forgive us and to restore us and to renew us. Amen. Amen. Also, let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, and let's look at the 16th verse. Amen. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You need to be renewed. You need to be renewed so that you could overcome the snares and the traps and the pitfalls of the enemy. You need to be renewed so that God can place you in right standings tonight. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10. And the Bible says, and have put on the new man, amen, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. God wants to do something new in your life. He wants to renew you. He wants you to get to the place where he has designed for you to be. And it truly happens when you have become renewed. Amen. There's no other way. There's no other way to get to the place where God would have us to be unless our hearts and minds have been renewed. Amen. Let's go to Titus. Let's go to Titus. Titus chapter 3. And let's look at verse 5. Amen. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. See, he wants us to know that salvation is not achieved by human effort, amen, or merit, but comes through God's mercy alone. Amen. He wants to renew you. Amen. We are renewed by the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. There's no other way. You can't do it any other way. And once you get your mind renewed, then we need to work on our heart also. Our heart has to get renewed, first of all, amen, before the mind can. So let's go to Deuteronomy. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 5. And the Bible says this, Deuteronomy 5, and let's look at verse 29. Amen? Deuteronomy 5, 29. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. This is what God is saying tonight. He wants us to know, oh, that there were such a heart in them. God wants our hearts renewed. God wants our hearts right. God wants to get us in right relationship with him. Let's go on back to Psalm 57. Amen. Psalm 57, verse 7. Psalm 57, verse 7. And the Bible says this, Psalm 57, verse 7. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. When you've been renewed, your heart is fixed on giving God praise, giving God worship, magnifying God, glorifying God. That's when your heart has been renewed. Amen. And this is what God is looking for, people with a renewed heart, people with a renewed mind who would go that extra mile for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's go to Luke 8 and 5. Luke 8 and 5. Luke 8 and 15. Amen. Luke 8 and 15. Amen. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, kept it and bring forth fruit with patience. What's in your heart? Does your heart need to be renewed tonight? What's inside? What is it? What can it be that is hindering you from being the man or woman of God that God is calling for you to be? What can it be? God is asking you tonight to let him have first place in your life. That's what he wants. to do. He wants to do it for you. He wants to do it for you. God wants to bless you tonight. But your heart has to be right. Your mind has to be right. You have got to get to the place in life that is pleasing to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I want to challenge you tonight. Let God use you. Let God have first place in your life. Because he's the only one that can turn your situation around. He is. Let's go to Galatians 6. Let's go to Galatians 6 and 15. Galatians 6 and 15. Amen. For in Christ Jesus, neither... Galatians 6 and 15, yes. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And that's what that new renewing heart will make you, a new creature, a new man, a new woman of God that God can use for his glory. What about you tonight? What is it? God wants to do something great. Let's go back to the text. Amen. I don't have much tonight. This is what God has gave me, and this is all I can give you. But God wants to renew your heart. He wants to renew your mind tonight. And that's why the psalmist was saying here, O Lord, open thou my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Only with a renewed heart and mind will you be able to open up your mouth. Amen. Will you be able to give God praise? Will you be able to give God glory? Only if your lips see, because a person whose heart is not renewed, a person whose mind is not renewed, will not be able to open their hearts or their minds and give God praise and give God glory. They won't be able to. Amen. Why? Because their mindset is still carnal. That's why David said, created me, O God, a clean heart. Your heart has to be clean tonight. Is it clean? Only you and God knows whether or not your heart is clean. Then he goes on in the 16th verse. For thou desireth not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Pleases God more than sacrifices is a humble heart that looks to him when things get tough, when things are in disarray, and you have to plead for mercy. God, that's what pleases God, when you come to him humble, when your heart is right, when your mind is right, when you realize you have gotten to the point where you need to be renewed. That's what God honors. Verse 18, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. Yeah, all those things are nice, but God is looking for a broken spirit and a contrite heart. One that he could use, one who he knows that's sorrowful and merciful. Is there one tonight who wants God to do something special in your life? Is there one? God has been so good to us that we need to know that unless our hearts are renewed, see, because this is what happened. Psalm 53, the fool have said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. The only way that you're going to be able to seek God, the only way that you're going to have a right relationship with God, is that your mind and your heart has to be renewed so that you can acknowledge your transgression, so that you can acknowledge your wrongdoing. That's the only way. That's the only way. He says that every one of them is gone back. They are all together filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. See, they haven't called upon God. They think that they can get things right themselves, but they can't. We all need Jesus. We can't make it without him. That's why we need to be renewed and restored and revived. Amen. That's the only way. There's no other way around this thing. We can't get it no other way. We have to be in right relationship with God. You can't do it. We cannot do it. We have to say, Lord, I need you. I cannot make it without you, Father. I just pray, Lord, that you'd help me to get to the place where that you'd have me to be. What about you tonight? What about you? Are you looking for God to do something great in your life? Do you want God to do something great in your life? Only you know. Only you know what you need God to do for you tonight. Only you know. And I challenge you tonight that you would let God have first place in your life, that you would let God have first place. No other way. There's no other way. You tonight, to let God have first place in your life. Is there one tonight? Before we get ready to close the show, is there one tonight who wants to say, Lord, I need you. I need you to help me to get to the place where you have me to be, oh God. Is there one? Is there one tonight who wants to ask the Lord to help them to get to the place where that you would like to be, where that God would have you to be, so that you could be the man, a woman of God that he's calling for you to be? I challenge you tonight. I challenge you. I challenge you tonight. God wants to renew your heart. He wants to renew your mind. He wants you to get back into right relationship with him. Is there one tonight? I don't have anything to give you, but God does. And he wants to know, are you ready to renew your heart, your mind, and your soul to him? Is there one? I challenge you. Don't go another day without having Christ. Don't go another hour without having Christ. Don't do it. Let God have first place. I challenge you. I challenge you tonight in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, I pray for those individuals, Lord, who've come to the place in their lives, Lord, where, the Lord, they need you and that they can't make it without you. I pray for their soul salvation. I pray for their heart. I pray for their soul. I pray for their mind, God. You know what they need. And I just ask and pray right now, God, that your will
and your way be done in their lives, whatever you see fit, Lord, whatever you desire from their hearts, I'm praying, God, that you would have your way. And, Father, I'll be forever so grateful and thankful, oh God, to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor which is due to your holy name. Lord, we love you. And, Father, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Magnify your name, God. We lift you on high. We ask and pray that they would come to right relationship with thee. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. Lord, we love you. And we thank you, God, for all that you've done. We love you and we thank you. And we're looking forward to having you with us next week on the Mighty Man of Valor Show. May God keep you and watch over you is our prayer. Amen and amen.